A statesman, a titan, a politician of national and international standing, the tributes to John Hume have been flooding in from across the globe since his death was announced yesterday. John Hume's body will be taken to St. Eugene's Cathedral in Derry this evening at 5 p.m. and his funeral mass will take place at 11:30 tomorrow. Let's listen now to a clip of John Hume. It's from an interview with Richard Crowley on RTE Radio in 1995. That's 3 years before the Good Friday Agreement. And he was asked if he considered himself to be burnt out by the constant pressure he was under at the time.
Am I burnt out? Well, I hope I'm not, but I'm a human being, as I've said. And the last couple of years haven't been easy, either on myself or my family, or indeed on my party either. Because, as I say, we're human beings, and I would look forward to the talks process beginning as we move towards agreement and getting a release of the pressure.
Will you fight a seat in Westminster again?
All those decisions I'll take when I have to take them. As I say, my party has been through 25 years together, and they haven't been an easy 25 years. But in that party, at all levels, there has been great solidarity and great strength in following our very simple message, which was, in Irish terms, a revolutionary message, which was that it's the people of Ireland who have rights, not the territory. It's the people of this island, Catholic, Protestant and Dissenter, who are divided, that they can only be brought together by agreement.
Let's talk now to our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman. Tommy, interesting listening to that clip of John Hume there, how he switches from talking about, I suppose, his own personal human frailties and the pressure he was under at the time, to talking about the people he represented and the people of Ireland and the plight for peace.
Yeah, it was very moving listening to it because you could hear his vulnerability, but also his determination. And I think that's why he was so not just universally respected, but indeed universally loved. And it's a real dilemma in those circumstances. From our tradition, where we want to say farewell and to acknowledge the contribution somebody has made, that John Hume is going to have such a restricted send-off because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The plans are in place for a funeral that will involve no more than 80 to 90 people being in St. Eugene's Cathedral tomorrow. And in normal circumstances, Justin, the cathedral would not be able to accommodate the thousands who would want to be here. And that includes not just people from the island of Ireland, but from beyond.
Yes, and Tommy, I know you were reporting this morning that only VIPs from the island of Ireland will be allowed to attend tomorrow.
Well, here's some of the awful challenge facing the Hume family as they deal with their loss. One of John and Pat Hume's sons, Aidan, is in the United States. He won't be coming home for his father's funeral. They have a rule of sorts that they don't want anybody flying here from anywhere because they're just so aware of how dangerous the virus is. They've huge respect for the people who minded John in the Owen Moore care home. One of their children is a doctor, and she actually contracted the illness while she was caring for patients and had to deal with that challenge herself. So they just know how dangerous COVID-19 is. But to give you some examples of the difficulties that involves, Boris Johnson, people wouldn't know this because it wouldn't be made public, but Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, was due to be in Northern Ireland today for security reasons that wouldn't be made public in advance. He was due to see members of the executive at Stormont. He was due to meet Micheál Martin at Hillsborough at lunchtime. But that was changed after news of John Hume's death came through. And I'd say in normal circumstances, somebody right through to the high office of British Prime Minister would like to be here tomorrow. Then there's the case of Bill Clinton, who was such a dear friend and admirer of the Hume family for many years, who came to Derry on a number of occasions. Bill Clinton would want to be here. Normally, how he'd come to Derry, he was given a plane by Dennis O'Brien to travel to the funeral of Martin McGuinness. The plane was made available to him, and he came to the funeral of the Sinn Féin Deputy First Minister. Yesterday, the mother of Dennis O'Brien died, Iris O'Brien, a woman from Tandra Gee, a Protestant who was part of a mixed marriage and somebody who lived the peace process and supported it. And Bill Clinton would like to be at that funeral tomorrow as well. So he's not travelling across the Atlantic. And that rule of people not taking planes attending, that's going to be applied. And I'd say the people you'll see at the funeral service tomorrow, and we'll screen it live on RTE, will be the likes of the Taoiseach, the President, Arlene Foster and Michelle O'Neill from the Executive, and one member from each of the parties. And then mainly the family of John Hume. And remember, John and Pat have five children, they have grandchildren, and maybe as well some representatives from the people who minded John during the challenging, vulnerable stages of his illness.
All right, Tommy Gorman, our Northern editor, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.